This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has received a telephone call from US President Donald Trump. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Modi said that both leaders discussed the situation in West Asia and stressed the importance of keeping the Strait of Hormuz open and secure. He said, during the telephonic conversation, the two leaders reviewed the substantial progress achieved in bilateral cooperation between the two countries in various sectors. Mr. Modi said both sides are committed to further strengthening their comprehensive global strategic partnership in all areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the corridor in Uttarakhand yesterday. The Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor passes through Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. It will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from more than 6 hours at present to about 2.5 hours. Speaking on the occasion in Dehradun, Mr. Modi said the corridor is a world-class infrastructure project that will deepen connectivity, strengthen economy and boost tourism.
Dehradun Delhi economic corridor se is pure kshetra ka kayakalp hone ja raha hai. Pehla fayda to ye hai, isse samay bachega, aana jana sasta aur tez hoga aur dusra bada fayda rozgar ka hoga. Ab iske nirman mein 12,000 करोड़ रुपए खर्च हुए तो हजारों श्रमिकों को काम मिला. साथियों, इस शानदार एक्सप्रेसवे से उत्तराखंड के टूरिज्म को बहुत ही बड़ा फायदा देगा. देहरादून, हरिद्वार, ऋषिकेश, मसूरी और चार धाम यात्रा के लिए ये सबसे प्रमुख मार्ग बनेगा.
BJP President Nitin Naveen has said that the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam represents a decisive step towards strengthening country's democracy. Sharing the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's letter written to women across the country, Mr. Naveen said that a truly inclusive democracy can only be realized when women have an equal voice in shaping the nation's future. He said, greater participation of women in policymaking is not just necessary, but it is a rightful recognition of the leadership and capability of the Nari Shakti. BJP President said, under the leadership of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is fully committed to bringing this transformative legislation into effect at the earliest. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu is in full swing. Top leaders of various parties are holding public meetings and addressing rallies to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the manifesto released by BJP is receiving strong appreciation from the people of the state. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will join several public meetings in support of party candidates in Darjeeling, Jalpaiguri, Alipurduar and Kuch Bihar districts on Wednesday. Addressing poll rallies in Raiganj and Malda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized Trinamool Congress government for not fulfilling its promise of providing jobs to the state's youth. TMC President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held rallies at Howrah, Pashchim Medinipur and Purva Medinipur districts. In Tamil Nadu, BJP leader K. Annamalai campaigned in Madhatukulam, accusing the DMK of promoting dynastic politics. DMK President and Chief Minister M. K. Stalin held public meetings in Vellore, highlighting his government's achievements. Uzbekistan's Yavohir Sindarov booked the title clash against the world champion yesterday, Indian chess grandmaster D. Kukesh, after securing the International Chess Federation candidate's title in the open section after drawing his round 13 match up against Dutch Anish Giri in Cyprus. Sindarov drew the match against Giri with black pieces. The Uzbekistan chess player won the title unbeaten. With a round to spare and the clash for the world championship will be held later this year. Sindarov will now face reigning world champion Gukesh Domaraju later this year. Both players are 20, making it the youngest world championship match in history. And that is the end of this news bulletin.